It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is almost Labor Day weekend. Hopefully this is a long weekend for all of you. It is for me, so I'm pretty excited about that. There, of course, being a holiday weekend, being end of summer, beginning of fall, love this time of year. There's tons of things going on. I'm going to start actually with Thursday, which I don't usually do, even though we usually get our information up on Thursday, because there's something that's going on Thursday that I think for parents, a lot of parents in the Charlottesville area, this is important. So on Thursday, the annual Saka equipment sale and exchange happens from 4 to 7. That's on Thursday, September 1st over at the South Fork Fields. And I want to get this out there. I want you thinking about it now, because I tell you, get there at 3:45, because there is great stuff, but it goes fast. And you can get, you know, I have two daughters playing soccer, and guess what? We seem to need new cleats every season. I don't know. Their feet are growing like crazy. Shin guards, balls, there's everything there. If you bring in something, they want that too. They need to be in clean and good condition, of course, but there's a lot of great stuff there, so I highly recommend checking that out. It runs from 4 to 7, but if you don't have to work or if you can get out of work a little bit early that day, I highly recommend it because the best stuff goes fast. So that's on Thursday. This is a big week. And of course, going on this weekend, Paint the Town Orange. This is, again, you know, this is one of those things that I love. It's just so Charlottesville. It is UVA, such a big part of our community. And this kind of stuff crosses all boundaries. This is little kids. This is big kids. This is my grandma. You know, this is everybody out there, and I love it. So that always takes place down on the downtown mall. It says it starts around 8 o'clock. I'd say obviously get there a little bit early because there's lots of other stuff going on in the downtown mall this weekend too. So I think it's a great time to check this out. Wear your orange. You know, the Cavman will be there. The band goes down the mall. The cheerleaders, the football team, everybody. And one thing that I'm a big proponent of, okay, this is obviously the kickoff of the football season. We all love our UVA football team. We all love Mike London. You can't not love this guy. He's such a great part of this community. But I also want to just give a little shout out to all the other fall sports that are going on at UVA, because I think sometimes, you know, football's a, let's face it, it's a revenue sport, so everybody talks about it. But there are lots of great athletes at UVA. There is soccer, there's field hockey, there's tennis starts up a little bit later in the fall. All kinds of sports. So this is not just about supporting football. It's about supporting UVA, which is such a great part of our community. So, and it's just so much fun. So that is going on Friday. And another event going on Friday, since if you want to get down there for the parade, come a little bit early and come on over to Main Street Arena. Super fun event going on Friday from about 5 to 7. Radio Disney is actually going to be there, and they are teaming up with the UVA Community Credit Union and LEAP, which is the Local Energy Alliance Program, which is located here in Charlottesville. And they are doing such a fun event. It's a total family event where they're actually going to have some big Phineas and Ferb are coming, not actually the actual cartoon characters, but big cutouts. You can have your pictures taken. They're going to be doing a Radio Disney Team Green game show, Power Saver Edition, and families can actually compete in this game show and you can win prizes. And just a little plug for me here, my family and I will be competing in the game show. We will be there. We will be one of the first families to compete. Around 5 o'clock, we'll be heading up there, so come see if I know my stuff. It's kind of energy saving, and really this is all about learning more about energy efficiency in your home. They're going to be there with LEAP's going to be there with these iPads, and they're going to be showing you their new an online tool that they have to kind of see how energy efficient your home is, or in my case, I did this tool, and how not energy efficient your home is, and then help you find ways to work on that. And the UVA Community Credit Union has a great new loan program called the Power Saver Loan Program, and that's kind of what this is about, is teaching people about that, getting these loans to help make your homes more energy efficient. So there's going to be all kinds of fun stuff going on. Radio Disney is crazy fun. They're going to have photos and flip books and games and prizes and all that. And that's from 5 to 7 at the Main Street Arena. So, and then, of course, Fridays after 5 is still going on. So Friday, big, big night at on the downtown mall. So come and check that out. And continuing on through the weekend, of course, this weekend is the Women's 4-Miler race. I know lots and lots of women have been training really hard for this, having fun, but also training really hard. Such, again, like this is, the community comes out in droves for this event, and it is so amazing. So even if you're not into running, and you want to be out there to support people, highly recommend it. It is inspiring. But what comes along with that are some road closures. So make sure you kind of check that out. Garth Road and that whole area, there's kind of some road closures. Packet pickup for that is actually at ACAC on Friday, and the race is on Saturday. So get out there and support all these amazing women that have been training so hard there. And I want to point out that if you didn't get in on this year, it does fill up pretty fast. But this is not just a running race. This is not for elite runners only. This is runners, walkers, anybody that wants to kind of get out there and support, the fight against breast cancer and just to support women in general. So that's something great that's going on this weekend. And then also, this, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. There's always some fun stuff going on for that. If you want to get out of town, Wintergreen, they call it their Labor Day Spectacular. There are tons of events all weekend long at Wintergreen. You can take part in that, and it's all across the board, all different kinds of things. And then this is the 20th anniversary of the Louisa County Airfare. And I think probably this year, more than ever, it's a great time to get, it's always a great event, but we all know that after the earthquake, Louisa was hit pretty hard, and they're having, their community's really coming together and getting together on this, but I think it's a great time to get out and support Louisa County in this. So that's at the Freeman Field, and it's going to be, there's radio-controlled cars, there's gliders, ultralights, biplane rides, everything. And I did not see this on the website this time, but last year they asked people to bring food for the food shelter, and I'm guessing that they're going to do that again this year, especially because so many people are struggling right now. And also I want to say that if you're interested in trying to get out and help Louisa County schools, there are several schools that are really in need of people coming and working and cleaning up and working on that. And if you want any of that information, you can contact me directly. I'll give you my email. I don't know if I've put that out there recently, but it's Amy@SuzySaid, SuzySaid.com. And I can hook you up with the right people. We're going to try to get some groups out there to kind of help support the cleanup and really help. Those kids are, the school district is doing everything they possibly can to get those kids back into school, but they are not an easy situation. So it's a great way to get out and support that. And then one more thing I want to talk about today is actually coming up. We all know that 9/11 is right around the corner. September 1st hits, and I'm sure it's all on all of our minds. You can't hear the words think about September without thinking about 9/11. And this is the 10th anniversary of 9/11 coming up, and the Charlottesville Albemarle community is really going to really try to come together on 9/11. They're doing a bunch of different events on the downtown mall, and that'll be everything from the UVA Glee Club performing the national anthem, and there will be all kinds of different things going on. Virginia Public Safety Foundation will be there doing things. There's events on the 10th on Saturday. And then there's a run and a walk on Saturday, and then Sunday at the pavilion, they will kind of get the community together for a gathering and remembrance. And, Sunday schedule, there's just all kinds of, really amazing and a really great time for community to come together. Because if we think back to 9/11, the positive that came about that, I think, for all of us was to see our country and our communities and our friends and our families and maybe even people that we didn't know so well all really coming together. And that's what we want to recreate here in Charlottesville, next weekend. So there's information on pretty much all, if you get on and you Google Charlottesville 9/11, you will be able to find it. Also through the Downtown Business Association, and I know all the other radio stations and the TV stations will have information on this too. So I just want to get that out there, get us all kind of thinking about that. So if you want, I will invite you, please come down and see me on Friday night down at the Main Street, arena. I'm really looking forward to it. I will have the little Susies in tow with me too. So, come and meet us and, just kind of get out there and learn. We're really excited for a great weekend. The weather is supposed to be beautiful. So if nothing else, get outdoors this weekend. Have a good one, everyone. We'll see you next week.